Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, Cornel West will kick off the next New York Conversation Series. That's in the brand new WNYC Jerome L. Green Performance Space on Tuesday, May 5th. The ideals of democracy, the dynamics of race, the presidency of Barack Obama. It's all open for discussion as Cornel West kicks off the next New York Conversation Series in the Green Space. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Well, we all want to find ways to keep our kids away from fast food, right? One option being proposed is to keep the fast food away from our kids. That's what Councilman Eric Gioia of Queens is suggesting. His legislation would ban fast food restaurants from being within one-tenth of a mile. That's two city blocks. One other way to look at it, if your kids are going to eat fast food, they may as well burn some calories walking a ways to get it during their lunch break. To discuss the proposal, we are joined by Eric Gioia. He's a Democrat from Queens, and we should also mention that he is officially in the race for a public advocate alongside Councilman Bill de Blasio, civil rights lawyer Norman Siegel, and Mark Green, who used to hold the position, so this does come in the context of that. Councilman Gioia, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. I'm happy to be on.
And I gather you got the idea for this plan after a recent study from the University of California at Berkeley and Columbia University. What'd they find?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, as you know, fighting hunger and childhood obesity have been a big cause of mine for a number of years. And the two are linked, by the way, a lack of availability of nutritious food and obesity. Remember, the face of hunger in New York is often an obese child. What this new study has shown, and now all of us know that fast food is not good for you, especially if you eat it a lot. But what really surprised me about this study was it showed a direct link between the proximity of a fast food restaurant and the obesity rate in that school. It showed that if there's a fast food restaurant within about 500 feet, about 0.1 mile, the tenth of a mile, there's about a 6% jump in childhood obesity in that school. That's a startling fact. It showed that there's no link between other restaurants, between delicatessens or bodegas or diners, but fast food restaurants. And if they go more than a tenth of a mile away, there's no evidence that there's an increase in obesity. So when you look at that and you realize that, you know, for a long time, you can't put a liquor store or a nightclub or a strip club on the corner of a school, and for good reason, you realize that these fast food restaurants could be having even a more harmful impact on our children's health.
Comments are already starting to come in on this on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Phone calls are already starting to come in. Listeners, would you ban fast food restaurants from within a tenth of a mile of schools? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here's a post from Gabrielle in Brooklyn who writes on our comments page, what about better nutritional courses in the school curriculum? I think if kids were better educated, they would make better choices. And she kind of implies that honing in on this issue glosses over some of the deeper issues at stake.
She is absolutely right in that nutrition, childhood nutrition, is incredibly important. This has to be part of a much larger plan. It has to have physical education in schools. You need to have healthy foods in schools. You need to expand access to food stamps. And by the way, you need to encourage personal responsibility. None of those are competing values here. What we need to also do, and this is why this study is so interesting, it shows that the eating habits of the kids in the schools are so dramatically impacted by having a fast food restaurant on the corner. It showed that ninth graders would skip lunch in the school because they knew they can go get a Happy Meal at 3 o'clock. And so, you know, we need to do all these things, and we need to do all of them at once. Right now, childhood obesity is a growing public health threat. You have a generation of Americans who are literally being poisoned by their diets. Their long-term health is clear. They will have diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. Their lives will be less long, less healthy, and less happy. And societally, by the way, everyone's health care costs will go up to pay for this.
But you're saying that to educate and to legislate are not mutually exclusive.
We need to do all of these things, educate, provide. There are neighborhoods in this city that we call food deserts because there's no opportunity for parents to go out and buy healthy food in their own neighborhood. So they've got to get on the subway to go to another neighborhood to go grocery shopping.
Let me take a call. Randall in Astoria, you're on WNYC with Councilman Gioia. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is, what would you do about existing fast food restaurants in the area and even fast food restaurants that are in the high schools that have existing contracts? How would you mitigate that?
It's a great question. My proposal would not close a single restaurant. I think that would be going too far. My proposal puts a moratorium on new fast food restaurants opening up within that 500-foot safe area around schools. And, you know, what I'd like to know, because, listen, Brian, I recognize this is a controversial proposal. Banning smoking in bars and restaurants was controversial when it was first proposed, and now we've seen the long-term health impact. If there are New Yorkers out there, I'd like them to point out a school where they look and say, you know what we need in this neighborhood? Or more fast food restaurants around the school.
Well, so it would have a minimal impact if you're grandfathering in all the fast food restaurants that already exist within a tenth of a mile of the school, right?
Well, I mean, I think the old expression is the best time to plant a tree is 25 years ago. The second best time is to plant it today.
Right. So what do you count as a fast food restaurant? I mean, I have people saying to me, look, some of these places, Subway advertises all the relatively healthy and low-cal sandwiches you could get. Chipotle, not so bad, depending on what you order. Not everything is McDonald's. Even McDonald's sells salads and so forth. So how do you define the fast food restaurant?
Well, the fast food restaurants are defined exactly as you would think they are. And then you just named some of them. You know, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. And the study that comes out of Berkeley and Columbia shows that, of course, look, there are healthy options available. I mean, there's no doubt that you could walk in, eat a yogurt, drink a water, and you're going to be A-OK. But these are companies that market to kids, and we know that. In fact, now that I've been studying this, I mean, we found in East Harlem, by the way, 17 schools with 18 fast food restaurants within that 500-foot area, one school with 8 fast food restaurants in that area. You begin to realize that, and I'm not sure of this, but it seems that these companies, these fast food restaurants, are actually marketing towards schools. In other words, using schools as their anchors, the same way rent-a-car companies use airports as their anchors. And that's troubling. You know, it's. I was at PS 234 in Tribeca on Sunday. There's a McDonald's directly across the street. I mean, you open the door, it almost seems the school is designed to lead you towards McDonald's. And, you know, I'm a dad, Brian, and I have to tell you, if my daughter went to that school, I know what the conversation would be 3 days a week. Daddy, yeah. Can we go to McDonald's
right
now?
Mark on Staten Island. You're on WNYC with Councilman Joya. Hi, Mark.
Hi. When I was at school many, many years ago, too many years ago, they didn't have fast food restaurants, but people like myself managed to find unhealthy foods that tasted good to eat at school, like bologna sandwiches. Are you really saying that schools shouldn't have availability of food that tastes good to most people and should have food that tastes bad, and that's going to make them not eat the food that they think tastes good when they get out of school?
You know, if all we have in school are food that tastes bad and that are healthy, we're going to lose this battle. What we have to do is show that you can actually be healthy and eat A-OK. The truth is that low-income New Yorkers, people who don't have the means to buy the foods they want to buy, they're not eating tasty foods that are not healthy for them. They're eating the foods that they can afford to eat and that are incredibly
right.
unhealthy.
But if the fast food restaurants are gone and they're replaced by bodegas, how healthier are the choices going to be if the kids go over there or ask their parents to go over there? Because you know what people are going to buy there. They're going to buy the chips. They're going to buy those horrible 25-cent snack cakes. Daddy, can I have some ice cream?
Well, you know, good nutrition does begin at home, right? I mean, and that's clear. And I think it's up to us as parents to make sure that we're instilling in our kids a healthy eating habit. That's not to say, listen, my daughter eats cookies. Of course she does. And it's not to say that you can never have that. That's not the point. But for those of you who don't believe that this is a problem, in the 1970s, from now until the 1970s, fast food consumption has gone up fivefold. So, I mean, this is a growing problem. And there's a proliferation of these fast food restaurants outside of our kids' schools. And so what we need to do is to take a common sense approach, a measured approach. It doesn't mean you ban fast food restaurants. It doesn't mean that you say kids can never have it. But as a city, we need to make sensible decisions in terms of city planning, in terms of zoning, and say we're going to make it a little easier to be a good parent. We're going to make it a little easier to be a healthy kid. And I think when people learn the facts about this, and I have to tell you, Brian, I was skeptical when I first heard about this. But when I learned the facts, I realized that this really is a growing health epidemic where kids' diets are leading to just extraordinarily dangerous health consequences.
And but by the way, before you go, two quick things. One, a number of people writing in comments like this from Caitlin in Sunset Park. How about getting rid of the junk food in the schools before getting rid of it around the schools? When I was in high school not all that long ago, there were vending machines filled with Snickers and Coke all over the place, et cetera.
That is one of the most important points that will be made. The public school system serves more meals to more people than almost any institution except the United States military. And I have to tell you, New York City has done a good job over the past few years, but there's more work to be done to make sure that when a parent sends their kid to school and they tell them to be eating the lunch and the breakfast, that it's a healthy breakfast. And I'm a big advocate of making sure that breakfast is available in the classroom every day across the city.
Right.
And these are real steps you can take to improve children's health and improve outcomes. And by the way, not only is this health, but kids who eat right learn better and grow better. And so I really do think with minimal cost, minimal effort, we can take a huge step towards public health, towards children's health, and to making this a much more equitable city.
Eric Gioia, he is a city councilman from Queens, and he is also running for New York City public advocate. And as we said, his opponents in that race are Brooklyn City Councilman Bill de Blasio, civil rights lawyer Norman Siegel, and former public advocate Mark Green. We will invite them all on to talk about some of their latest initiatives as well. You heard this one just now from Councilman Eric Gioia. Councilman, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.